Hey guys, my name's Heather. Welcome to my podcast. So in this episode, it's a little bit different than, you know, most of my episodes. I wanted to do an episode where I kind of read through all the different countries that you guys are listening from. Most of my listeners are from the United States. About, like, I believe it was 47% are from the United States. But then there are all sorts of different countries all over the world. So I wanted to do an episode. I've done this once before, but there's some new countries that I noticed are listening. Honestly, that's like my favorite part of my podcast is checking my analytics so I can see where you guys are listening from. I love travel. A lot of my family has traveled a lot outside of the United States, and a lot of my family has lived outside of the United States. I have not lived outside of the United States, and I've only traveled some, but like I said, a big part of, like, I don't know, all of my family really loves travel and really loves learning about different countries, different cultures, and I just wanted to share and say thank you, first of all, for listening to my podcast. It honestly cheers me up so much. It makes my day to see that you guys are listening. And honestly, it's just the coolest thing. It's so cool. It just makes me want to travel and learn more about the countries outside of the United States, especially the ones that I'm not familiar with, because there's a few that I have been to, only a few. I think there's only like three. But I also have a lot of friends and family, like I said, that live in these countries, you know, have lived in the country, have, you know, come from these countries, live in America, gone back to the countries, that kind of a thing. So there are a few countries that I'm going to like say like, oh, I have a friend from there and share a little fun little story about my experience or my family and friends experience with living in that country or being from that country or traveling to that country. So yeah, like I said, this episode is more than anything, just thank you. I'd love it if you hear your country in this episode. And if you don't hear your country and you're listening and I didn't mention your country, message me because I'd like to know where you're from, because I'm not sure if the analytics actually tell me every single country. It's a lot of countries. I should count it up later. But anyways, that's kind of what this episode is. So hopefully it sounds interesting. I don't know. I just think it's interesting. Maybe this episode's only for me, but I just, again, wanted to thank you. And if I'm reading your country and I mispronounce it, I am so sorry. I'm not the best at pronouncing things in general. And so if I'm mispronouncing it, please like message me on here. Let me know so I can learn how to pronounce it better. And definitely, I would love to learn about your country. So if you want to send me a message on here, you can. Just tell me a little bit about your country. Tell me, you know, a little bit about the language you speak, if you speak a different language than English, because I only speak English and a little bit of Spanish, but I'm not great with learning languages either, honestly. I took 2 years of Spanish in school and I just really struggled like learning it. I don't know. It's just like hard for me to learn languages, I think. But yeah, I would love to hear about your country. Where are some places that, if I ever get the chance to go to your country, what would be like, you know, your top five or top three things that you would want people to see about your country? Or just tell me like what makes your country unique or why do you love your country? Or you can even tell me about other countries you've been to. I'd love to hear about it. But anyways, again, if you don't feel like listening to the whole episode, I just wanted to thank you guys. And just thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. And let me know if there's any episodes you would like me to make. I would love to try to, you know, make some more episodes on topics you'd be interested in. I'm also thinking about making one because I have so many listeners outside of the United States. I might even make like one where I just talk about living in America, like my experience living in America. Again, I've only lived in America, so it might not be that interesting, but I just thought it was cool that so many people are listening that are outside of the United States. And it made me think, oh my gosh, like, I don't know, maybe you guys would want to learn about the United States, but maybe not. So anyways, thank you guys so much. I hope you enjoy this episode, and I will go ahead and get started reading through some of these countries. Okay, so I have to pull up my, I had to take screenshots so I could go through the different countries while I talk to you guys, because for some reason I can't figure out how to like change it on the app or whatever. Let me make sure. 1 second. Sorry, this is like kind of a hard thing to pull up while we're talking. But okay, so 46% of the listeners on this podcast are from the United States. Honestly, I'm shocked by that. Like, I would have thought that, like, I don't know, 75 or 80% is from the United States. But it's kind of cool that I have more listeners outside of the United States than inside of the United States. But I wanted to say thank you to my listeners in the United States. If you are listening, let me know what state you're living in. I've lived in a few different states in the United States. Maybe I'll do an episode where I talk about living in the United States, because especially because there's so many listeners outside. And maybe you live in a different country now, but you did live in the United States. I'd love to hear about your experience. Again, thank you so much for my American listeners, you know, people living here in the United States. That's where I live. Just thought I'd mention. And then 10% of my listeners are from the United Kingdom. And that is awesome. I actually have never been to, I haven't been to most countries, honestly. It's sad. Mostly I've only been to Canada because it's close to the United States. Mexico, again, it's close to the United States. And I've been to Costa Rica. I'm trying to think if I've been to any other countries. Yeah, you think I would know that, but I'm like thinking about it. But anyways, again, thank you for my United Kingdom listeners. My family has traveled a lot to the United Kingdom. It's just beautiful over there. We have some family friends that are from the United Kingdom, from England, and they actually moved back to America, or they moved to America from the United Kingdom or England they lived in. Then they moved to the United States for a bit. And then they actually now, their son lives here, but they moved back to England. I was going to go visit them, but things just get busy and then I don't end up visiting people. And then 7% of the listeners on this podcast are from Canada, which is awesome. I've been to Canada. Canada is beautiful. My husband's been to Canada quite a bit, traveled around. Oh my gosh. First of all, I got to say the chocolate in Canada and United Kingdom is so much better than American chocolate. American chocolate, we add like wax and I don't know. Our chocolate does not taste anywhere near as good as chocolate you get in England. Oh my gosh. I like Toblerone. I can't remember the other one. It has like caramel in it. That was one thing our friends from England would always bring us or send us packages of full of chocolate, because we all love chocolate in our family. So thank you for Canada listening. Let me know what, is it Providence? I know it's not called states. I think it's Providences you guys live in. I need to familiarize myself. I also want to go on a trip across all of Canada. Apparently you can get on this train and it will take you pretty much all the way across Canada. One of my friends did that and I thought, oh my gosh, that sounds so relaxing and just fun. I don't know. Okay, 6% of our listeners on this podcast are from Australia. hello. I have some really good friends from Australia, and they are amazing. I love their accent, first of all. They have a very strong accent because both of them, their whole families live in Australia. They're the only ones that came to America. And we celebrate Australian Day with them and try all these Australian foods. We had a party, actually, and I went to. And so she, like, gave us recipes to try different Australian foods. And then we came together and had, like, a, what is it called? Like a potluck. And so I signed up for fairy bread because I've heard about it before. And I was like, okay, that will be easy because sometimes I hate cooking. So literally, I think they might also do this in England. I'm not 100% sure. But so literally all you do is you get some bread, you put on a like layer of butter, and then just put a whole bunch of sprinkles. I'm trying to think what they call them in Australia. I can't remember if it's a different word for sprinkles, like Jimmy's. I don't know. Who knows? But anyways, so I did that. Just plain white bread, especially because I had gluten-free bread, which is not that good. Plain bread with a layer of butter and sprinkles didn't sound too appetizing. So I also made like my own version of it, where I got a layer. I made the regular one because, of course, like I wanted to celebrate Australia and the foods they eat. And then I also did a layer of, on a different piece of bread, peanut butter and did sprinkles. And then I also did another different type of bread, just regular bread with a layer of Nutella, which I don't know if you've never heard about Nutella. It is amazing. You need to try it. It's like this. It's called like a hazelnut spread. So it's made with hazelnuts. It's not chunky though. It's like a smooth, like chocolatey. Honestly, it just tastes like chocolate to me. I don't eat a lot of hazelnuts though. And then you just, oh, it's so good. So I spread that on a different piece of bread and I put a bunch of sprinkles on it. And then like as a joke, I'm like such a nerd. They always tell us about Vegemite, and my husband's had Vegemite a lot. Well, not a lot, but he's traveled a lot. And so on that piece, like I made little signs and I said, fairy bread with butter or whatever, fairy bread with peanut butter. And then on the last one, the Nutella one, I said, fairy bread with Vegemite. Cause it's like this thing. I don't know. We've tried it. I don't like it, but a lot of people kind of do like it. You're only supposed to use just like a very little. Honestly, I don't remember what it's made out of. I should probably look that up before I tell this story, but it's like a, I don't know how to explain the flavor. It's just, it's like a, I guess a savory flavor kind of thing. And so I was doing it as a joke because I knew, like, I thought that they were going to be like, oh my gosh, our dang American, like she does not understand this. But then she realized it was a joke and she thought it was really funny. And I thought I was really funny, but maybe I wasn't. I don't know. Okay, next listeners. We have 5% of our listeners come from India, which I was really actually shocked by that. I mean, that's like my top five is United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and then India, which is amazing. I've had two really good Indian friends. I almost said their names. I probably shouldn't share people's names on here. But one of my friends, I'll tell like stories about any of my friends that are from different countries. One of my friends was in high school and she was in love with this one cricket player. I don't remember his name because it's been quite a few years since this, but she wanted, I'm very artsy and crafty. And so she had the most beautiful like scarves, and like just beautiful Indian clothes, just, you know, like one of my favorite styles of, well, not styles of clothes, but, you know, cultures. I'm sounding really stupid. I'm sorry. I'm trying to think of like the word for it. Cause it's not like clothes. It's like their culture's clothes. Is just Indian clothes are just gorgeous. I love like details. I love embroidery. I love like sequins and beads, and oh my gosh, the colors are beautiful. If you're not familiar with India and you haven't seen some of their just gorgeous, gorgeous cultural clothes that they wear, they're just beautiful. Just, I can't say enough. It's just gorgeous, gorgeous, beautiful. Lots of beautiful colors, bright, rich. Oh, I can't say enough. I honestly love Indian culture and clothes so much. It's just gorgeous. And so she was, you know, one of my friends. She was obsessed with this one cricket player. Cricket is a sport. They do it, I think, also in the United Kingdom, mostly in India, I believe. And I don't know how to explain that sport too, because I'm like, first of all, I don't know anything about sports in general, but I know even less about cricket. But from what she described it, it's kind of like a mixture of baseball, I think, and soccer. Is it soccer? No, not soccer. Baseball. Oh, it's like a mixture, kind of. It's a different sport. It's you know, its own sport. But how she tried to describe it to me was like baseball and something else, because I lived in America, and so baseball is a big sport in America, I guess. Anyways, so she wanted me to make a scrapbook. She said, I'll pay you and, you know, some of my old, you know, clothes if you make me a scrapbook of this cricket player. So I made her a scrapbook of this cricket player, and she gave me some beautiful, you know, Indian clothes, which I didn't wear. I just, like, honestly, just to have them, they're just beautiful. Like, I don't know. I just think they're so gorgeous. But obviously, you wouldn't just, like, go wear those. And because I'm not Indian and I'm not going to an Indian event, obviously, I'm not going to wear them. But just to look at them, they're just, the craftsmanship is just amazing. The amount of detail in every little piece of the clothes are just gorgeous. Anyways, so, and then I have another friend that I met quite a few years ago. Me and her would teach together and worked on some things together. And again, she was just, it's just so interesting learning about other cultures. And I really respect, I also worked at another place, and my manager was Indian. And, you know, it's just a very, like, I don't know, from what I've seen, it's just a very respectful kind of culture. And I don't know. I just really enjoy learning about different cultures, but I don't know all the details of everything. So if you're living in India, hello, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. I'd love to hear about where you live in India and your experience living in India, or maybe you are living in the United States now. That would be great to hear about. Okay, next is Ireland. That's 2% of my listeners come from Ireland. I love, my family has visited Ireland quite a lot. Of my family members have traveled to Ireland. I've actually never been able to travel to Ireland. Like I said, I don't travel as much as I would like. Life just gets busy, but I think Ireland is also just, the landscape is just gorgeous. I love trees, and I love green, you know, green grass and flowers and ivy, and, you know, just, it looks beautiful. I actually have a family member that wants to go live in Ireland. They've been quite a few times, and they just love the idea of moving to Ireland. I also really love the kind of folklore. I don't know. Something about Ireland just seems like really magical and just cozy. I don't know. So thank you if you're listening from Ireland. And by the way, I have to say to all these other countries, I just love hearing accents. If you want to just say hello to me and send me a little message on here, I'd love to hear your guys's accents and just hear from you guys, and let me know, maybe let me know something about your country. I would really love that. Like, if you tell me what your favorite thing about your country is, or what's something very beautiful or unique about your country. I would love that. And I'll do United States. I'll do mine first. I'm like not a United States, expert or by any means. I'm trying to think about the United States. What's makes us unique? That's a hard question. I think the United States is unique. I like how there's so many, and this is probably the same with all other countries, but I like the amount of different, cultures, different, the landscape, there's different, each state kind of has its own little landscape, and its own little things that it's known for, which is kind of fun. I've traveled to almost all the United States, all the different states. I would say my favorite ones, if you're going to like come to the United States and like try to, just enjoy the United States, I'd say my favorite ones, I like California a lot. The beaches are what I mostly like. I like a lot of nature more than, just busy cities kind of make me stressed. And I will say California is so busy. That does kind of stress me out a little bit because it is like go, go, go. Everyone's, driving. There's just so many buildings and shops and everything, which can be fun, but it can also be overwhelming if you're somebody that has like social anxiety like me. It kind of does overwhelm me. But the amount of just beautiful beaches and, just there's a lot of beautiful things in California. I also love San Francisco. Yeah, I like San Francisco a lot. I love the Chinatown in San Francisco. I've been there a few times, and it's just, I love Chinatown in general. I have some Chinese ancestors. It's a small percent. It's not like a huge percent, but my family always loves to go to Chinatown. And I'm trying to think what else in California that you should definitely see. I might do a separate episode where I talk about the United States and everything, but I really like San Francisco. I like San Diego too. And San Luis Obispo. I don't know. It's not a very like hot spot by any means, but it's definitely like way more relaxed, I feel. And it's just gorgeous. Just a gorgeous place. I definitely like California. I love Florida because Florida also has beautiful beaches. I like Florida, because it's a lot more laid back, I feel, at least the places I've been, than California. I don't like how hot it is, though, but I will say their beaches are just also gorgeous. I just love going to the beach. I love North Carolina. I love Virginia. Again, I love North Carolina because the beach. And Virginia is also just really green and beautiful. I love New York City, obviously. I've traveled there a few times, but I went to like New York City a few years ago, and it's just so amazing. Like, everyone says that New Yorkers are rude, but I did not like experience that. The only rudeness I experienced was like driving. Luckily, I wasn't driving though. So, New York. I also like Utah. I like how Utah has like southern Utah, which is more desert, and then northern Utah. I've lived in Utah before. I'm trying to think of other states I like. I love Michigan. So that's kind of my favorite United States places. But we're going to move on to the next place on here. Okay, the next place on here is Germany. So 2% of our listeners are from Germany. I'm trying to think of all the things I know about Germany, and I'm like trying to think of what I know about Germany. I need to learn more about Germany, honestly. I do have some ancestors from Germany, I believe. I need to like look more into my ancestors and everything. But if you're from Germany, let me know some little facts or what you love about living in Germany. I'd love to hear it. I've had friends travel to Germany and really enjoy Germany. I also have a friend who is very fluent in German, and his family is now living in Germany, I believe. I'm not 100% sure. I'm not like very close with this friend, but so yeah, let me know more about Germany. I'd love to hear more about living in Germany, or if I ever visit Germany, let me know where I should go see. Brazil, I have 2% of my listeners are from Brazil. I love, like, I don't know a lot about Brazil. I had another friend who was very fluent in Portuguese. He lived in Brazil for years and loves the culture, told me a little bit about the culture. And the only thing, unfortunately, I'm not super, super familiar with Brazil. I've heard great things about, you know, Brazil in general. The only thing is I've been to a Brazilian restaurant. Me and my family would go for our birthdays because they had like a really good discount on your birthdays. It was like half off, and the place was kind of a little bit more expensive, but oh, their food was amazing. They had like Brazilian food. It was like a Brazilian restaurant, and they had the best, I don't know if they're just called Brazilian cheese rolls or we just call them that in America, but they make these like Brazilian cheese rolls. They're so good. If you haven't had them, they're actually usually gluten-free, which is one of the reasons why I love them, because I can't have gluten. And I make some, but they don't taste nearly as good as like the store-bought ones or the ones from this restaurant. But I believe, the ones that I've had at least are made out of tapioca flour, which sounds kind of weird. And then a mixture of cheese and garlic and, you know, whatever else. And they're just like these little teeny rolls. They're super like soft and they're really like gooey and cheesy and chewy. If you've never had them, definitely make some or buy some or go to a Brazilian restaurant. And then they would also, a big part of the restaurant I went to, they had all sorts of different types of meats. This would not be a good restaurant if you're vegan or vegetarian. And I don't know how like authentic this restaurant was compared to like what, you know, you really find in Brazil. Most of our American, you know, restaurants are not as authentic unless they're like actually like, you know, people from their country like come and create an authentic restaurant. But a lot of times, sometimes like if an American company like makes, you know, a restaurant, it might not be as authentic. So I'm not sure how authentic it was, but I'm trying to think of the different types of meats they would bring on. Like they would cook them in like I didn't know how they cooked them, like in a grill or some kind of oven, and they were on like these rods, like they would put the meat on this rod and cook it and then bring the meat rod out to you, and then they would like bring, like it was just like, I don't know how to explain it was not like a buffet. You would sit down and the waiters and waitresses would come and bring these different types of meat to your table, and then you would just tell them like, oh yeah, I want garlic sirloin, and they'd cut off a slice for you. And you know, I'm trying to remember if I don't think they had any fish. I don't remember the different types of meats they brought. They also had cooked pineapple, which is so good. Roasted pineapple. I think they also put like, I'm trying to think if on the pineapple there was like brown sugar or maple syrup, or if it was just roasted pineapple. It tastes amazing. So definitely try to find some Brazilian food if you can. I hear just Brazil is just a beautiful place. I'm pretty sure they have good beaches too. I'm really into the beaches, if you can tell. I just love going to a beach. That's like my favorite thing to do on vacation. Okay, my next group of listeners are from the Philippines. 2% of you guys are from the Philippines. That excites me because my brother actually lived in the Philippines for a few years. I also have a few other friends that are from the Philippines. I just got to say, you know, I've heard just amazing, amazing things about the people in the Philippines. My brother just really loved the people. He said they were just so welcoming and so caring, and you know, he had a really good experience with the people in the Philippines. He loved the language. I'm trying to remember the name of the language. I can't remember the name of the language that he learned. He actually learned the language. He went out there and lived there for a few years and just loved it. And again, I have another friend. She actually was living in the Philippines and met an American man, and they came to America, and then she had three daughters. I'm thinking she has three daughters and a son. Oh, and they are just like just the sweetest family. They're just such a nice family. I can't remember if I've had food from the Philippines. I don't remember if I have or not. But anyways, thank you so much for listening. Thank you. I have a special place in my heart for the Philippines, just because, like I said, my brother lived there and he said just people were so kind and so loving, and I need to learn more about the culture. I'll call my brother and ask him some stories about when he was living there and the people he met there and the culture in general. Okay, 2% of my listeners are from the Dominican Republic. That is so cool. I don't know so much about the Dominican Republic. I would love to learn more about it. If you are listening from the Dominican Republic, just want to thank you. Thank you so much for listening. I love that you're listening because it encourages me to learn more about different countries, and I need to learn more about your country. Please, if you can send a little voice memo thing on here, definitely send me one. I'd love to hear about your country and what makes it beautiful and unique and what you love about living in the Dominican Republic, and tell me if there's anything cool I should go check out. Okay, next. So now we're down from the 2% to the 1%. There's so many 1%. I have like two full pages of 1% of my listeners. But the first one is Norway. 1% of my listeners are from Norway. Again, I need to learn more about Norway. Thank you so much for listening. Because I have so many of these, I won't go too much into detail on these ones because I have like two more pages. So I just want to make sure I say thank you to everyone. Next is Portugal. Thank you so much for listening in Portugal. And the Netherlands is another 1%. New Zealand, 1%. I did have another friend and her family was from New Zealand. Oh my gosh, I also love their accents. And learning about New Zealand, it just sounds like a beautiful place to go see. And thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. And then we have 1% with Sweden, 1% with Finland. Then we have South Africa, 1%. I've had a few family members and friends that have actually lived in Africa. And South Africa is just a part of it, but I think Africa is such an amazing continent. There's so much history there. And, you know, I would love to go visit Egypt one day. But again, we'll see if I ever get there. I hope I do eventually someday. But anyways, thank you, South Africa. I know that's a whole different part of Africa. That's like, you know, obviously not near Egypt. But thank you so much for listening. And I have another 1% Mexico. I've been to Mexico. Mexico, again, is beautiful. There's just some really cool places in Mexico. I haven't spent that much time in Mexico. Honestly, usually just smaller trips, just, you know, over the border. And if we can get to a beach or, you know, just We haven't traveled as much as we should, but thank you so much for listening. My listeners in Mexico, I appreciate it. We also have Singapore, another 1%. We have Denmark, 1%, France, 1%, Spain, another 1%. We have Poland, 1%, Czech Republic, another 1%. Thank you guys for listening. Again, send me a voice memo and let me know about your country. I'd love to hear your language. If you speak a different language than English, I would love to hear it. Or if you speak English, I would love to hear if you, you know, just tell me about the country. And another one I'm going to try to pronounce. If I mispronounce this, I'm so sorry. Myanmar, it's Myanmar, Myanmar. I do not know really about Myanmar. Again, if I'm like saying it wrong, I'm so sorry. I'm going to look into that right now, or not this second, but I will look into that today and learn more about that country. Thank you for listening. Okay, we also have Turkey, Indonesia, Belgium, Greece, Israel, and Argentina. Those are all 1%. Thank you, guys. And then Italy, I just got to say, Italian food is my favorite. And it stinks because a lot of Italian food has gluten in it. And I know that I've had family members travel to Italy as well, stayed like, I believe, a month in Italy. And they actually went to this one place that you can learn how to cook like actual authentic pizza. Oh my gosh, it looked amazing. And then they came back and they did make some pizza for us, and it was really good. But I know I've only had like mostly American Italian food, so I'm sure it's a completely different thing, but I just love Italian food in general. Just, I love tomato-based, you know, pasta and sauces. And I love like pasta in general. I love pizza, calzones, and I don't know, garlic bread. Just, I love Italian food. And again, I need to travel to Italy to actually probably have actual Italian food. I'm just having like American Italian food at this point. I need to like look around, see if I can find a more authentic restaurant in the United States. But thank you so much for listening. I also have listeners in Switzerland, Slovakia, Pakistan. I actually had a pen pal in Pakistan when I was a kid, and I met this girl. She was my neighbor's cousin, and just such a sweet family. They were from Pakistan, and so I met her one summer, and then she, you know, she was just visiting from Pakistan, and then she went back to Pakistan, and we were pen pals for a while, which was a lot of fun. I love having pen pals. Okay, then we also have Colombia, 1%, Malaysia, 1%. We had some family friends that lived in Malaysia for a while. They were out there for, you know, their job, and then they came back and they taught us some, you know, a lot of Malaysian fruit that was just delicious. I remember rambutan was one that we tried. There was quite a few different fruits, and it was really cool because it's weird to think that, you know, when I think of fruit, I only think of American fruit because, you know, we don't have a whole lot of experience buying, you know, other tropical fruit, because in our family, like, we're really cheap with our money. Like, and so a lot of times I don't get to go to authentic, like, you know, grocery shops. Sometimes you can find grocery shops that just have, you know, fruit from certain countries and foods from certain countries. I've been to some specialty grocery shops before, but I'll need to find another one because I love fruit in general. It's delicious. And then I also have United Arab Emirates. Again, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing that, but thank you so much for listening. I also have listeners in Iceland, Austria, Chile, Hong Kong, Egypt, Vietnam, Suriname, Kuwait, Peru. These are all 1%. Thank you guys so much for listening. And then we have Ecuador, Cyprus, Costa Rica. I've been to Costa Rica, and oh my gosh, my family's been to Costa Rica a few times, and I've only gone to Costa Rica once, but oh my gosh, it's beautiful. We spent probably almost a week there, and oh, we went surfing. Well, not really surfing. We got boogie boards or whatever they're called. And we stayed by the beach for part of our trip. Another part of our trip, we stayed in this little town. And another one, we stayed by, I want to say volcanoes, but that might not be right. Because I was younger when we went. Oh my gosh, it was so fun trying the food. They had some really good food. One of the places we stayed had really good seafood. I actually am not a fan of seafood, but my whole family loves seafood and just went on and on about how amazing their seafood was. But anyways, Costa Rica is beautiful. I can say that I've been there, and if you want to visit, I would say definitely go. It's just amazing. We got to do so many cool things. The rainforest area that we got to see was just gorgeous. There's animals, birds. It rained on us when we were trying to do this, I don't even remember what it's called. It's like a lift. It's not a ski lift, but I can't remember the name of it. A tram type thing that went up over the rainforest, and it actually rained on us at the very end. But it's beautiful. Japan, I actually might go to Japan because I have a friend that's moving there and gonna live there for probably a year, so I might actually get to Japan, and I would love to go to Japan. I just love the culture, the fashion. Honestly, I love the shopping. I think would be really exciting, and just also to see the gardens. And again, I've had family travel to Japan and said it was just so beautiful. Okay, and then we have a few more places. So let me... Okay, so we just have a few more countries. We're almost to the end of our list. So these are, again, all of these are 1%. So I have Romania, Guatemala, which, by the way, I have, well, no, I won't get into that. I'm this is already too long. Kenya, Serbia, Taiwan, Uruguay, Lithuania, Hungary, Slovenia. This one, I'm really bad at pronouncing things. So if I pronounce this wrong, let me know. I'm sorry. Luxembourg. And then Thailand, Puerto Rico, and Panama. And then, oh my gosh, I thought I was at, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my goodness. I'm realizing, holy cow, we have so many different countries listening. This is so exciting. Okay, so we also have Algeria, which is awesome. I was part of the Model UN at my school, and they give you different countries, I don't know, we're trying to teach high schoolers what the Model UN would be like. So they actually assign you different countries. You have you and your partner represent different countries, and then we talk about, honestly, I was in over my league. I just had a really nice social studies teacher. I knew nothing about I'm really bad knowing stuff about government and, things like this. I really love learning about history, but I had a really good social studies teacher that just loved me and my friend, and she was just so awesome of a teacher. And she's you should do it. And so we did it. And honestly, I felt we were just I don't know. We did not know what we were talking about, but we were there. At a little Model UN convention, which was actually really fun. It got me more excited about learning about government and things like that. But we represented Algeria. So whenever I see Algeria, I think of that. And then also Jamaica, which, oh, that's somewhere that I definitely, definitely want to go visit. I've had, again, family that have been to Jamaica a few times, and just says the beaches are just gorgeous. And that's, yeah, I don't know. I hope I get there someday. Then there's Russia, Aruba. I don't know. I'm thinking of something else. Sorry. Aruba, Honduras, Tanzania, I believe. Croatia, Albania, Malta. I have friends that their whole family, well, her family is from Malta. And it's been cool learning because they're like very involved in, they live in the United States, but there's like a Maltese club or a Malta club? I don't know. There's like this cool little organization out here where you can go and a bunch of people from Malta will come and gather, and they have like a breakfast like once a week, I think it is. And they've invited us. We haven't gone yet, but it sounds really cool. They say it's just a beautiful country. Then we also have Nigeria, Saudi Arabia. Sorry, I'm just getting tired. I'm like, I like woke up early, so I'm feeling a little tired. Also, Guyana. Again, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing. Bulgaria, Qatar, Namibia, Morocco, Mongolia, Estonia, Lebanon. Oh, Lebanon. Oh my gosh. See, a lot of these, I'm probably just not even recognizing that I know this country. I'm just mispronouncing it. Ukraine, Paraguay, Venezuela, El Salvador, Mauritius. And then this is the last set of places. Bangladesh, Jersey, Andorra, Gibraltar, Papua New Guinea, Faroe Island. Again, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, and I'm sorry if I'm not. San Lucia, Cambodia, South Korea. Did I say Papua New Guinea yet? I believe. And then Malawi. Anyways, I just want to thank you guys so much. Again, thank you so much for listening. You guys make my day. I love seeing, you know, where you're listening from. And I just want to tell you guys, I appreciate your support and I appreciate you listening to my podcast. It honestly is, it makes me so happy. So thank you so much for listening. Again, you can send me a message on here. I'd love to hear about your country. If I mispronounce your country, again, please forgive me. I am not great at pronouncing things. And again, I'd love to hear about your country. I'd love to hear about your language, if you speak a different language. And I would just love to hear from you guys. I hope you guys are doing good. I hope you're having a good week, and I will see you in my next one. Bye, guys. Hey, guys. Welcome to my podcast. My name's Heather. Today, I'm doing a little just shout out to my listeners episode. I'm going to kind of list off all the different countries you guys are from, and, you know, listeners from all over the world. I thought it would be fun. I did an episode like this quite a few months ago, and we have some new countries that are listening. So, oh my gosh, this is like probably one of the funnest parts of having a podcast. Like I said, I travel some, not as much as I'd like to. Honestly, I get anxious a little bit with travel, just because traveling is, there's a lot going on and sometimes it gets overwhelming. So it's kind of fun to just see where you guys are listening from. Most of my listeners, probably half my listeners, are from the United States. But like I said, there's a few different countries. So I wanted to do an episode where I thank you guys for listening. Yeah, I'm really excited. So let's go ahead and get into this episode.